We can see immediately that this lamp features a human figure. Yet the more closely we look, the more the object reveals a complex and layered history. Start with the face. Though the lamp was discovered in southern China, the figure's facial features and loincloth would not have been typical of that region. Most likely, the figure is meant to represent a native of Southeast Asia. Curator Jason Sun.
This is probably the earliest depiction of a Southeast Asian person in Chinese art. What this one tells us is that China had very early contact with Southeast Asian countries or with the cultures and people in that part of the world.
The lamp is one example of the growing maritime trade between China and other countries, and the intersection of cultures that followed. In addition, there's the technical design, which is unusually sophisticated. The fuel for the lamp is stored inside the figure's hollow body. The light would have burned in the tray the figure holds out in front of him.
This is a very ingenious design. You see, this person is lying flat, but it tilts very slightly. That would ensure the oil, the fuel from the hollow body of the person, would flow into the tray. I think the craftsman must have put so much work into it to make sure it tilts not too much, because it's going to flood the tray, but to make sure there is a small flow that would trickle from his hollow body into the tray to keep the light on.
From what models might a Chinese artisan have created this object? It's intriguing that although such hanging lamps were almost unknown in this period of China's history, the suspended design was common in the Mediterranean at the time. Perhaps inspiration for this lamp arrived in China due to maritime trade from thousands of miles away.